Oh, that's cool. You know, out here getting work, getting familiar with everything. You know, the system, the players, coaches. You know, it's kind of like being a rookie all over, but just knowing what to expect a little bit. So it's cool, though.
What is your familiarity like right now with the offense? What's your comfort level?
I'm comfortable. I mean, I've, you know, over my years, this is my 11th year in the league, so I've played in a number of different systems. You know, I think the only thing is just getting the verbiage down. You know, I've ran a lot of the plays that is ran here, but it was called something different. So for me, it's just translating right now.
You had a big arm quarterback, obviously, in Baltimore. You got one again here. I mean, is there what's the comparison like between Flacco and Kaepernick and where the ball is coming out to the receivers?
I mean, for me, I really don't compare quarterbacks. But I would say, you know, Cap is a special talent. I mean, he's a guy, like you said, that has a big arm. He can make any field on any throw on the field, which is a plus for us. And he's also a guy that can get outside the pocket. And, you know, if a play breaks down, he's able to make plays with his legs or buy more time for the receivers to get open. So, you know, that's definitely a plus when you're playing receiver.
Is there any adjustment period? I know Randy Moss last year dislocated a finger trying to catch one of his passes. Anything like that with you?
Nah, I mean, I'm pretty, you know, I play with some quarterback with pretty strong arms. So, you know, I don't think there will be an adjustment period.
Not just him, but a lot of the quarterbacks are finding you, at least today. Is that the way it's been? And is there a comfort level you already have that they're throwing a ball to you?
You know, for me, I guess I'm looked at as being able to step in right now and make plays, you know, and that's what I want to bring. I want, you know, Cap to be comfortable. I want, you know, the other quarterbacks to be comfortable enough to, you know, even if it doesn't look like I'm open, just give me a chance. I'll make a play for you. But, you know, today was one of those days where they were finding me. You know, I think, you know, they did a pretty good job of going through the reads. It was just one of those days where it happened to be me. You know, I know it's not always like that. You know, another day it might be, you know, another receiver, but, you know, today was just one of those days.
And Quan, how do you evaluate the receiving core? I mean, Michael Crabtree's going to be out, obviously, for a while now. So what do you see out of these other guys?
Some competitive guys. I mean, I see a bunch of guys that want to make a mark, you know, want to put their name out there. You got guys out here working hard, which is great. You know, Coach said it's an open competition on the other side, which I think is, you know, one of the better things that he could have done. And it really forces guys to come out and work hard every day. You know, you can't come out here and have a good day and then, you know, slack up the next day. It makes guys, you know, strive for perfection. It makes guys compete. It makes guys go and, you know, do things that they probably ordinarily wouldn't do. Get in the film room extra, you know, getting with the coach or getting with a veteran and trying to work on different parts of the game. And, you know, I've seen it, you know, since I've been here throughout football school. You know, guys will pull me to the side and ask me about different things, you know, different releases that you would work on, and just running routes and things like that. But guys just putting in extra time, and you see, you know, how hungry guys are and wanting to get better.
And you're out there running routes against 52 and 100 defense. Any familiarity for you? Any
I mean, I have a long history with the 49ers. You know, obviously playing in Arizona for 7 years and, you know, moved to Baltimore. And, you know, out of the 3 years I was there, we played them twice. So, you know, there's definitely some familiarity with the defense here. So, yeah.
How long did it take you to pick up your Giants cap?
Oh, it didn't take me long. I've had it probably since the first time I came out here. You know, I've been watching them for a while, so I'll definitely be at some of the games.
Have you talked to Michael since the injury, and what's his move?
Yeah, I talked to him the day it actually happened. I got a call from Johnny Moe, the receiver coach, and he told me what happened. You know, and I got on the phone right away with Crab because, you know, I've been through injuries. I know how it is. You know, I've fractured my face, torn my ACL, and I know how it gets. It can be a pretty lonely time, and at times you think people forget about you. You feel, you know, unwanted at times just because, you know, you're not around the guys. A lot of people don't call anymore, but, you know, for me, he's a guy that I definitely want to continue to reach out to. He's a guy that I think, and he's definitely going to help us down the road. So, you know, I pray for him. My prayer is that he, you know, gets healthy quick, but that he, you know, stays strong mentally. Like I said, going through an injury can be a trying time, especially when you're out for a length of time like that. So, you know, I'll continue to talk to him, try to encourage him and keep his spirits uplifted.
Do you get any indication from him when he, you know, a target date when he's going to try to get back on?
Nah. It's just, you know, just trying to get better at this point. I mean, I've never had an Achilles injury. I've only seen play with one guy that's been through an injury like that last year with, you know, Suggs. So I guess, you know, the first couple months or whatever, you're just trying to let it heal. You can't. It's not much that you can do.
What would you say is the overall mindset or mood of the receiving group with him out now?
I don't think it changes. You know, as a receiver core, our job is the same. You know, we have to make plays. You know, the passing game goes through us. So, you know, if we don't make plays outside, you know, we won't be successful as an offense. So it's definitely on us to, you know, get better as a receiver core entirely.
You mentioned the Suggs injury last year. Is it sort of similar vibe that, you know, next man up, you know, is it a great player who went down, but people have to kind of come in and replace it? Do you get the same?
I mean, that's football. It's always that way. I mean, a guy like Crabtree, you don't replace. I mean, he's that good of a talent. And he was definitely an intricate part of this offense. But, you know, when you lose a guy like that, the next guy has to step up. You know, there's no option. There's no, you know, we'll wait and see. Guys have to, you know, step up and make plays.